Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Junior Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting second. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rick Sofield. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Bannister moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Bannister scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Morales reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pryor. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Mackinnon applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castano for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Landreau throws the ball into Castano, who tags Bannister trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Trout, and towards Pryor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Moore reaches second base with a double. Baines goes all the way around to score. Moore moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor moves to second. Mike Marshall now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into center field. Edwards picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Edwards. Edwards throws it away. That's an error on Edwards. Pryor scores. Squires goes all the way around to score. Bannister moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harold Baines now playing right field. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pryor. Weiniger moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ed Farmer now pitching. Rob Wilfong pinch hits for John Castano. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to home to get Weiniger. Edwards moves to third. Sofield moves to second. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Sofield scores. Wilfong moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to third. Landreau moves to second. Two outs. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for Jose Morales. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Farmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rob Wilfong now playing second base. Pete Mackanin now playing third base. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Baines reaches second base with a double. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Pete Mackanin. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Ron Jackson. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cubbage now playing third base. Mike Marshall now pitching. Danny Goodwin now playing first base. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Pryor hits a line drive into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell pinch hits for Dave Edwards. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sofield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.